Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of world news. So the next story we're going to cover, we're hanging out. Welcome to the show if you're just joining us. Welcome to Believe. Saturday night, my Michigan Wolverines lost to Ohio State. I played football at the University of Michigan. And they lost today. So we're streaming live. YouTube.com/Believe Loves You is our website. Or our YouTube, I should say. Believe.love is our website. So welcome. And we're going to do another story, or we're going to do a story here about the show Stranger Things. And the story is on the Sun. And it was really interesting because Stranger Things is a show, I guess, on Netflix, where they're apparently disclosing a lot of possible truth regarding mind control in the U.S. government. So it's kind of like accepted that, I guess, this show is talking about real-life programs, and they're putting it in a show format. That's my understanding. I actually have... I've seen a lot on InfoWars and Alex Jones talking about it, and I like what he's had to say about it, and I think they are disclosing things, and they're also weaving in certain things that, I don't know. Alex Jones, sometimes when we pay attention to a lot of things, even me, we can have false positives, right? So we can have basically... false positives, meaning not everything we see ends up being correct. So some things, if I'm paying attention to everything and I like people that are on time, and I've done this a lot, sometimes we can get so jumpy that we think somebody's going to be late and they're actually on time, and like we're so used to something being wrong. So sometimes, like Alex Jones, most of what he says actually is true. But, you know, sometimes nothing anybody says is 100% true. But anyway, Stranger Things is on Netflix, right? And I like Alex Jones a lot, actually. And I like the people that don't like Alex Jones. I like them all. I like it all. Because everybody has something, I think, good to add. So Stranger Things is a show on Netflix. And I thought this story was interesting. Real-life Stranger Things base uses creepy mass mind control to trigger shootings across the world, conspiracy theorist claims. So there's a guy, Chris Garitano, claims he has evidence sinister mind control experiments are continuing at Camp Hero in Montauk, New York. Is that how you say that? Montauk. So a U.S. military base that inspired hit drama Stranger Things, so I guess it did inspire the show, is using secret mind control experiments to trigger deadly mass shootings or deadly shootings by a worldwide army of brainwashed assassins, a filmmaker claims. So he grew up, this guy, Chris, he grew up close to Camp Hero. He claims he's uncovered eerie goings on over decades, including child abductions and even time travel. The former Cold War radar station in New York. And it's been the subject of rumors and conspiracy theories since the 1980s. So locals have heard talk of government scientists conducting experiments on snatched foster kids and making contact with aliens. I don't know. Here's what I know about this. So people can check out this article. It's on the Sun. It's the sun.co.uk. But basically, The government's definitely been up to shenanigans. We did a story. It's just like, what shenanigans are they and how deep it goes, you know? And just like all of us, and in our last segment, all of us have been up to some degree of shenanigans, some deeper than others, some less. But the government is no different because it's run by people, at least as far as we know, right? Maybe there are other influences involved with the government. So this is no surprise to me if this is true, because there are plenty of mind control, what is it, DARPA? DARPA admitted that there was one paper that where DARPA, which is, I don't even know what that stands for, but I know it's D-A-R-P-A, that the cell phone towers, I think in Baltimore, Maryland, and somebody can Google this and comment and let us know. We're streaming live. There's some people watching, but more people will watch after we split this up into clips and put it on YouTube, right? So, and iTunes and everything else. So basically, DARPA had the cell phone tower, and they admitted that it was, they were sending out energy or something, waves from the cell phone tower to affect the population, I think in Baltimore, Maryland. And I believe this was in the 90s. So they're definitely up to certain things. And also, I can tell you that certain things are disclosed in the media. Excuse me, in shows, I would say in the media as well, but also in shows. And certain things are disclosed in shows and in movies as well, which we're going to get into in this episode. So, Stranger Things and the base that was used to use creepy mass mind control to trigger shootings across the world could very well be true. I'll tell you what, our biggest video, we had over 100,000 views, was a HAARP video. Whether HAARP was affecting the hurricanes. And we had people come out of the woodwork, and literally, because who do you know that's really, really diehard pro HAARP? Like HAARP is H-A-A-R-P. It's like the weather modification thing in Alaska, I think it is, right? And there's probably other ones around the world. But I don't know anybody that's sitting around defending HAARP like with all of their might. Like that they're basically HAARP or bust. Like HAARP is the best thing ever, and they must nobody really cares about HAARP that much, do they? Honestly, do they really, really care about HAARP, or they're gonna like cuss people out if they say HAARP might have affected hurricanes and we may have a problem there? We may be up to some weird things with HAARP. Like, there were people commenting on this video that I did. They got 100,000 views or 110,000, and they, like, I don't know. Seems like they were paid by the government. I don't know. I don't know anybody. I know people that are anti-Trump and that will cuss you out if you say something good about Trump, or vice versa. They hate Hillary or whatever. But I don't know many people that are really amped up about HAARP. I don't even think many people know about HAARP. So the point is, like, the government definitely is involved with a certain amount of shenanigans. And, you know, we can send love and forgiveness to them. But I want to know what people think about Stranger Things, and if you think this base is real, what people know about it, this base in New York, that and what people know about the shootings that may have been conducted, that this base may have contributed to. You know, we've had so many interviews on our channel. I've interviewed over 100 people. People can search on our youtube.com/believeloveyou. And we've done so many cool interviews with insiders like David Adair and different people, different people that are business leaders and people into UFO research and people that have worked for the Navy and so many other people. So check it out and let me know what you think. If you think this is real, because I think it's a really interesting story.